Good Monday morning. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray. And to round out our show this morning, we've got Stilly Fischbacher with Texas Wheat on the line. Stilly, thanks for being back with us.
Yeah, glad to be here this morning.
Yeah, it's always a good time. And we'll go ahead and get started with the thing that I'm sure everybody's talking about, which is planting.
That's right. So we are making some progress. And in fact, our newest NAS estimate right now is 31% planted, so nearing in on a third of the crop being planted. Talking to guys out there, it seems like we have been making a lot of progress. We've got varying planting conditions across the state. We've got some areas that are pretty wet in the east and some areas that are pretty dry in the west. That's pretty typical for us in a wheat growing year, but something that's an ongoing concern. Talking to guys who have wheat established here in the panhandle that's needing moisture very soon. We've even seen a lot of the research trials being planted at the Bushland Station and around the state, the uniform wheat variety trials being planted and getting emerged in several of those locations as well. So a lot of different progress being made over the past couple of weeks in terms of planting. We still have quite a bit of time here before our crop insurance final plant date in our region, so we'll continue to monitor our planting progress here as we move towards that date. That's a critical date for planting season. Of note last week is we did get the small grains production report from USDA, so that's going to be our final estimate for the year on Texas wheat production. And again, it was revised down from a previous estimate, so this is the second time, or maybe possibly the third time, that we've seen a reduction in this production estimate. So for the state, for the 2020 crop, they have us projected at 61.5 million bushels. That's down 14% from last year, so a significant decrease in the amount of wheat that we produced. Most of that was a reduction in both yield as well as harvested acres. We talked to a lot of our producers here in this High Plains region that either cut hay or grazed out or cut silage off of their wheat acres. And so we did know we would see a decline in harvested acreage, but also that decline in yield as well, just because of the difficult growing conditions that we had for the year. So an important figure. We also had a couple of different USDA reports that came out, that even one that had a significant change in the markets about middle of the week last week. And so interesting figures from USDA as they continue to roll out data based on not only surveys, but their projection works as well. So interesting time to be watching the markets and what's happening there. At the end of the week, we did get our net weekly sales report, a pretty good report for the week, up 44% from the previous week. The week prior had been a disappointing week for net sales, export sales that USDA tracks. And so it was good to see that report figure come in a little bit ahead of the trade expectations as well. Mexico was the leading customer for the week and purchased a significant amount of hard red winter wheat, which hopefully can be sourced from Texas and at the very least move through Texas. So a direct benefit here to our Texas wheat growers to see those sales continue, and Mexico continue to be a leading customer of U.S. wheat and hard red winter, which we know is a critical crop for Texas. So those are kind of the report figures that we were watching for the week. Disappointing to see our production figure again revised down, but that's kind of the story of the year that we had here in Texas. Hopefully we'll continue to see progress in the new crop that's been planted and see that come to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you mentioned there a moment ago. You said that it's an interesting time to watch the markets. I feel like it probably is always interesting, you know, for our growers. But with that, AgriLife puts on this master marketer program every year, and it's coming up pretty soon.
That's right. So it's actually already began, but there's several sessions still to come. So it's not too late to get in on this master marketer program. Talking to producers who've been through the program, they all rave about the information that they've learned and the skill set that they learned through this program. It's just a difficult one to get to. It takes a big time commitment, usually, because it's held in person over several days. The highlight of this version is that it's online, and it's going to be every Thursday in October from 10 a.m. to about 11:30. The sessions, I've already participated in a couple of them, and they've been very informative, very useful, tailored information to help producers make a critical marketing decision. And like you mentioned, we saw a lot of activity in the market last week and maybe some pricing opportunities. And we've noticed that those producers who have this background and education in the markets, they feel more confident in making those choices and kind of capitalizing on that information that they have. So if you think you want to learn more about hedging and participating in the futures market and protecting your downside price risk, I can't recommend this program more. It's highly recommended by any of the farmers that I've talked to that have been through it. So you can find more information about the program at texaswheat.org. We are a sponsor of this program. Both the prior in-person events and then this new virtual option. And we're so glad to do it because it's part of our educational piece that we try to do here at Texas Wheat, not only to educate our producers through programs like this, but also consumers in some of our more forward-facing recipe sections and things like that on our website. So if anybody's interested in learning more about using these tools, futures market, options, those type of things, please check out this Master Marketer program that's going to be happening here through the month of October.
All right. Yeah. So we hit like two out of the three sides of the triangle that is Texas wheat producers. We had planting, and then we had education, and now we're going to hit that third side of that triangle with research. What is some of the latest stuff that y'all have been funding and working on?
Sure. Well, we just finished our semi-annual report deadline. So what that means is that all of the research projects that we funded for 2020 crop year have been completed, and now they've sent us the data and information that was learned from those projects. So it's a very big time for us to share that information with our growers and our board so that everybody can see the value of those research dollars that we are investing. One of the things I wanted to highlight was some of the quality work that we're doing. We talk a lot about investing in wheat quality and promoting varieties that have good milling and baking characteristics. But at the end of the day, our producers usually do not get paid on premium get paid a premium for those quality characteristics. And so trying to maintain that balance of pushing yield and pushing the figure and benefit that the producer will get through an increased yield or decreased inputs, while also maintaining that milling and baking quality so that we can maintain and build demand for the product that they're producing is a critical balance that we try to really focus in on here at Texas Wheat. We know that U.S. wheat can be very highly priced in the world market. And so to maintain that critical export market where we're sending about half of the wheat that we grow, we have to be able to compete on quality. They're going to pay more for our product. They need to get more out of it. And so our Texas Wheat breeding program here, we've got two wheat breeders or two main wheat breeders here in the state that are developing the TAM varieties. One that you actually talked to last week, Dr. Jackie Rudd, and I'm sure he mentioned the importance of quality in the work that he's doing. But the new varieties that are coming out of that program, quality continues to be a big focus. Not only yield and reducing those inputs through different resistance genes and resistance traits, but also quality. And so to see that continue to move forward in that program is critical. The way that we do that is not only through the breeding program, but also through quality testing. So at Texas A&M University, there is a cereal quality lab that we help fund that tests all of the varieties that they're developing, looks at different milling and baking quality, and kind of sets a threshold level that if a variety does not meet those threshold characteristics, they don't move forward. That same type of work is done at the national level through the Wheat Quality Council, which we are also a member of, and just really helps protect the integrity of the U.S. wheat crop so that when somebody comes here, whether it be the domestic side or the export market, when they want to purchase wheat, they know they're going to get quality from the United States. And so maintaining that work and continuing to invest in that research, we think is very critical and something that we're seeing in the results through these semi-annual reports that we're getting. So I would think that's an indirect benefit to our producers because we can maintain and build on the demand for their product, which in the end should help with price. At the same time, there was a project that was in its first year to look at different levels of nitrogen and different timing applications of nitrogen and if that would have an effect on protein, the grain protein at the end of the season. And so that's just getting started. We're still seeing the preliminary results from that. It will have another year to see what we get from that program. And so that's going to be an interesting one to watch, too, if by changing the timing of some of those nitrogen applications, if there's an economic benefit that could be created to the producer. So that's another aspect of that quality research that we're doing and interesting results that we hope to continue to see that we can provide back to the producer as a benefit.
All right. Wonderful. Definitely a great way to kick off our Monday. Just tons of great information. We want to thank you again and everything that you do for us here at KGNC, and we'll definitely look forward to your report next week.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You know who that is. That's Miss Stilly Fishbacher with Texas Wheat Producers. It's going to wrap up our show this morning as well. So please go out there and make it a great one. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.